So let's move on to our last case in this module. So based on current clinical trial data and personal experience, how would you compare the global tolerability and toxicity of duvelisib to that of idelalisib in CLL? About 9% think they're about the same, 32% think that there's less toxicity, and a little bit less than half are not familiar with the use of duvelisib in this particular situation. So Dr. Wyack, tell me a little bit about how you think about the different PI3 kinase inhibitors and how those compare to each other.
So I think, the data so far would suggest that duvelisib and idelalisib are fairly similar in terms of tolerability as well as efficacy. I put that there's not enough available data because I don't think that there is really enough data to compare the two. There is not that much data for either one of them. I usually am using PI3 kinase inhibitors right now in, a carefully selected patient who couldn't take a BTK inhibitor, or occasionally in somebody who has progressed on ibrutinib, progressed on venetoclax, and needs something to kind of bridge to a clinical trial, though we know in that scenario it's not likely to be effective for that long of a period of time.
Right, and it sounds like there's universal agreement among our panel of experts that these are about the same in terms of efficacy and in terms of toxicity. Dr. Brent?
I would say that the toxicity profile may be a bit different in some respects, that duvelisib may have a bit more infection, but less transaminitis, less pneumonitis. The diarrhea colitis, which is what worries us so much, I think is about the same.
So it may be some new PI3 kinase inhibitors that are on the horizon that might change this, but by and large, it seems like these are class effects that we see across our agents, although with slightly different toxicities in terms of the way they manifest themselves in trials.
And another approach is to try different dosing schedules, which a number of companies are doing, intermittent schedules, right, to see if that allows.
So I think that will tell us more about the best ways to use PI3 kinase inhibitors.